from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Good lead-in text here to our topic. Should Damian regain, Damian Pierce, that's who they're talking about. Should Damian Pierce regain all his weight? He slimmed up for more carries, but since he isn't, would it be better for him to get bigger so he can run violently again? Yes. I know
he should get bigger.
Yeah, you had said that yesterday. He should put his weight back on. So he should start trucking fools again.
Yeah, there's I think that was his strength, was breaking tackles. And you know, I appreciate wanting to become a more complete back, but sometimes it's best to just lean into your strengths. And right now, there's things that they do, like when they're running out of the shotgun, which that's life in the NFL these days. Nobody likes it, but you do it, and it's effective for a lot of teams. It becomes, it's harder for the running back because he has to like hit the hole at an angle. It's just, it's hard in a lot of ways to run effectively out of the gun. And for Damien, especially when he can't be at full speed when he's hitting the hole, and then he also doesn't have that strength that he typically did. He just goes down way too easy.
Yeah.
So there's times where the blocking is imperfect, but there are other backs who could still do more with it. That's where it's, when I say it's complicated with Damian Pierce, I'm not excusing Damian from the equation, but the blocking has been imperfect too. It's just that the 1 yard per carry over the course of two games is never just the offensive line.
Yeah, and I think D'Amico Ryans and probably Nick Caserio are hanging on, hoping that something pops with Damian here. Because I think they really like him. And we've seen proof that he can run capably at the NFL level. If he were to turn back into what he was as a rookie, man, all of a sudden you've got a really nice combo back there with him and Joe Mixon. Here was D'Amico Ryans when he was asked yesterday about the first team rushing offense in the win over the Giants on Saturday, a unit that played the first quarter and Damian Pierce had 4 carries. For 5 yards.
Yeah, no, not sure how many rushes we had for our first unit. I know we had one outside zone play that we mistargeted a guy. We missed a guy, so a guy was free in the hole on one. And then another probably, you know, missed a run where we could have been downhill. But, you know, overall, I think it's with our O-line, our tight ends, and how it's hard to judge off a couple runs. I think we threw the ball a lot. With our first team, so there weren't really many runs to judge, and I don't want to, you know, judge our team off of 2 runs. That's unfair to, you know, make a a judgment off of 2 runs.
So on that first drive, there was one play where I think the receiver was probably supposed to block the defensive back, but as the fullback came and saw the situation, he was supposed to block the linebacker, but he sees this unblocked defensive back. So he kind of made a decision, and that was probably a missed assignment by somebody. You never know for certain. So you put that one on the blocking. The play where I think he was talking about where they could have been downhill, that was a tough read for Damian because the defensive line they knew which play was coming because Kenyon Green gave it away in his stance. They pointed out that Kenyon Green was pulling beforehand. So the defensive end goes to blow up the play like he's supposed to, and I think Damian saw that, But then the defensive end does a really good job of coming back outside. He really just – Kenyon Green got double whammied on that play because Kenyon Green doesn't kick the defensive end out, but he also loses the outside the block once the defense came outside. So it could have been downhill if Damian had just hit the hole, but I could see what he was thinking because it looked like the defensive end was going to do exact right thing. And it all started with Kenyon Green giving away that he was pulling in his stance. I'm watching it from behind the defense, and I'm seeing the defensive lineman point it out beforehand. I'm like, oh, yep. Yep, that's exactly. So it was dead in the water before the ball was even snapped. And Kayvon Thibodeau made a really beastly move on Kenyon Green on that to get it done.
All right, before we get into the teams that I was kind of spitballing in my own mind, sitting at my counter yesterday, show prepping, before we get to those, this is going to sound like a weird question because Damian's not had a good camp. Well, he's been okay in practice, but he's not had good games yet. He looks like the back he was last year in the games. But I'm asking this because he didn't play in the Hall of Fame game, got treated like a starter.
Mm-hmm.
He gets treated like a starter in press conferences. You know, like they don't say a bad thing. I feel like D'Amico's answer right there was, I feel like that was a little bit of tiptoeing around the Damian Pierce topic since he wasn't asked directly about Pierce. I feel like he was kind of like tiptoeing a little bit, trying to, you know, kind of put the blame on various aspects, no mention of the running back. Do you think Damian plays on Saturday against the Rams?
I hope he does.
I hope he does, too. I hope he does, too, because I don't know that he deserves to be on the team now.
They did this last year. They stuck with Damian way longer than they should have.
That's why
they
I'm
Abreu'd
asking.
Him. They felt like, well, no, it'll click at some point. And if he doesn't play in that preseason game and they feel like they know what they have with Damian, then I feel like they're being a little bit blind to the reality of the situation.
I agree.
It does click for him, but they got to see. They can't trust that it will click for him. Yeah. They have to see it with their eyeballs that it'll click for him. But it also includes the offensive line's got to be better. These guys are, like, honestly, like, do your social media stuff. Make your money. All of that. Great. Accept all these pats on the back. They are not run-blocking, like, road-grading dogs.
Nope.
They are not that.
None of them.
They are not those guys. You know, and some of it's because of youth. Like Kenyon Green, that play where they could tell that he was pulling, that's a youthful thing. And that veteran players do, too. Veteran offensive linemen, sometimes you have tells on them. But they're not blocking the way you need to block if you want to be a genuinely elite offense.
Yeah, and they're committed to this group.
Yeah.
I mean, the three vets on that line all have long-term extensions.
Mm-hmm.
They're all starting in on three-year extensions. You committed a first-round pick to Kenyon Green and a second-round pick to Juice Scruggs. Like, you've invested a lot in a group that might not be good at run blocking.
Yeah.
In an offense, it's predicated on running the football.
Yeah.
You know?
Somebody earlier said I was crazy to think that Davis Mills could ever command a second-round pick. This is where people fall into this trap sometimes of thinking that NFL teams always make rational decisions.
Right.
Not out of desperation or whatever else.
Yeah.
It's like, there's almost no trade you can suggest where I'll say that would never happen.
Right.
I might say that's stupid, but to say it would never happen, that's just the way it works out.
Yeah.
It's the teams make desperate moves. Sam Darnold went for three draft picks.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
it just,
one was a second.
Yeah, so when it comes to you brought up another one earlier.
Sam Bradford.
Sam Bradford
went for multiple high picks.
Yeah.
Because the Vikings were desperate. Teddy Bridgewater got hurt like in the last practice before the season started. Yeah, sir, you don't know the meaning of the word ever.
Yeah.
It's a simple way to put it.
And that's also where, like, that's why that's the price. I like having a good backup quarterback, and I'm cool with Davis Mills right now. That is a high price for Davis Mills, and that's why that's what I would accept
exactly, for it. Exactly. No, he may be necessary this year if anything happens to CJ. All right, here are my five teams. If indeed they were to realize, like, hey, maybe the best solution for all of us with Damian Pierce, then we don't have to tiptoe around things in press conferences anymore. He can go to a place where he's better off. We can keep one of these young running backs who show a little bit of juice here, you know, without Damian taking up a spot. This might be better for everybody if we move on and move Damian to a spot that makes sense. All right, so here are my five. And this is in no particular order. Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
That's the team that we've seen. Like, if you Google Damian Pierce trade scenarios, the Cowboys are the ones that come up the most because there have been multiple outlets up there that cover the team that have suggested that. Ezekiel Elliott's their starter right now.
Right, yeah.
He's old and he's beat up.
He's a shadow of his former self.
Yeah.
seems to be, everybody loves him, et cetera, but he is what he is at this point
right.
in his career.
He's like a statue tribute to the old Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you're going to run into some of the same tough things that Damien has here, which is like, that's a West Coast-based zone running system, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know if they would necessarily see him as a scheme fit.
Yeah.
I don't know, but they might want to take a flyer on him.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of teams out there that probably
I'm talking
really,
like a six-round pick.
Right. Yeah. No, that makes sense. They're desperate for a running back.
Yeah, there. Just depth chart issues.
Yep,
depth chart issues. The New Orleans Saints, they popped onto my radar yesterday when I saw this tweet from Jeff Duncan, who covers the team. The Saints need some juice in their backfield, just not a lot of explosiveness back there right now, which might be why we're seeing so much of Taysom Hill as a running, they're running Taysom Hill a lot, like out of I formation backfield stuff. He's the most explosive runner on the roster right now. So they've got Taysom Hill playing a ton of running back, which is not ideal, even though he's done a good job. And Alvin Kamara is agitating for a new contract when he's like 3 years removed from being the Alvin Kamara that deserved the contract that he's on right now.
In whatever stage of a development that the Saints are in, it's always a little bit murky. They they can maybe take a guy that they think has uncaptured upside. Yeah. And maybe restored to what he was. It might make sense for him there.
Yeah, the Saints are my second one. The Rams I put on the list because you and I texted about this yesterday. I'm following your lead on this one.
Right. Well, because a lot of people say, well, don't they run the same system as the Texans? Well, they do. They actually run a lot more old school gap scheme than they do zone running these days. And they might look at Damien as a guy that they think, okay, well, we can block better for him. We can get the best out of him. And this is what's key. They're going to have lots of FaceTime with the Texans over the next few days.
Yeah.
They're going to have one combined practice, but they'll be in town for a few days. And I think there's enough common ties between these coaching staffs and front offices that like the Rams can take the Texans at their word when they just absolutely gush about Damien as a person.
For sure.
And there might be a little of like, oh, okay, but there's something here. Meanwhile, I'm looking to see how Cam Akers acts when he's around Sean McVay.
Yeah, there's
Sean
a lot
McVay
of,
publicly kind of hinted that he wasn't happy with Cam Akers, tried to trade him for two straight years.
Yeah.
Because they tried to trade him in 2022, couldn't do it, and it was they were open about trying to trade him.
Yes.
Basically, Les Snead, the GM, at one point just flat out just kind of threw shade at his work ethic.
Yeah.
So there was rifting there going on at some point.
We had him on the post game show, Clint and I did on Saturday. I found him to be delightful.
I think that with Cam Akers, there might be a classic. Okay, he was a younger player, and whatever, we see this all the time. You know, the Lowry trade is the classic that I always think of in sports, where Kyle Lowry basically said after he got traded to Toronto, like, no, they wouldn't have gotten this version of me if I had stayed in Houston.
Yeah.
I needed that kick in the butt to kind of grow up and realize. So it does happen quite a few times.
That second Achilles probably does it to you also. Like, oh, crap, I better.
A dose of reality.
I got to play nice. Yeah.
I don't have any of these left.
Yeah. I'm out of Achilles.
I'm not a scientist, but I'm pretty sure I just got two.
I was really mad at myself that I didn't bring up salamander tails with him in the
post-game. I stopped with the salamander tail analogy because I think enough people don't get it.
Yeah.
So, kids, salamanders, when you cut off one of their limbs, it grows back.
Yeah, they're like, so, yeah, nice try,
but
bro.
It's also super easy to cut off one of their limbs.
Yeah.
You can use safety scissors. But so I felt like that's what Cam Akers' Achilles tendons are like. Super easy to tear,
right.
But then they grow back on their own.
Amazingly fast.
Yes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Yeah. Two more teams. Baltimore Ravens, Damian Pierce. Maybe on a team that run blocks from now until the end of time.
Okay, you know what?
And they like having I know they have Derrick Henry now, but they like having multiple backs they can throw at you.
Dude, he screams Baltimore Ravens, actually, from a personality standpoint.
Reclamation project.
It's just the old school. I think Baltimore would get him. You're like, there needs to be some team that has the equivalent of the Astros pitching staff or pitching analytics, where they have that meeting with them at the beginning, the 1 hour meeting.
That's
where
the Ravens.
They need to get them. Be like, look, man, you play better when you're 10 pounds heavier than what you are right now.
Right.
We're gonna put you up here. It's gonna be a 1-2 play. You can come in relief of Derrick Henry and
eight carries
off to the races.
Yeah. 8 to 10 carries. Lamar Jackson back there. Okay, good. So you agree with the Ravens on that one. Last one. Las Vegas Raiders, their starter right now, they just named Gardner Minshew their starting quarterback. Their starting tailback is something called Zamir White is their starting tailback right now. And if you're in your car going, who? I'm like, yeah, exactly. Who? Damian Pierce has shown that he can run for big yards on dog crap teams.
Mm-hmm.
He did it for the 3-win Houston Texans.
It feels
back
like
in
an
2022.
Antonio Pierce type of guy too.
A little bit. Yeah. Good point. Yeah.
Remember, Josh Jacobs kind of talked a lot of smack about the culture there with the Raiders this offseason.
Yeah.
And it's weird because it feels like the culture changed when Antonio Pierce took over.
They won more games.
I wonder if Josh
Jacobs
thought that was just nothing and it wasn't actually anything real, that there was no culture.
He did leave to go to Green Bay. Now, Green Bay did money whip the hell out of him.
Yeah, so I guess it's probably. He's like, when you're trying to distance yourself.
4 years, $54 million.
He wasn't thinking of his positive experiences with the Raiders while he's doing that interview. He's thinking about the very worst parts of it.
And the dollar signs just flashing in his eyes right there. So the Raiders, I think, would be another one I would call. But I think there's no shortage of teams that, hey, man, it's a day three pick. Or maybe one of those trades where it's Damian and a sixth for a fifth or something like that.
Yeah.
I just think Damian needs a change of scenery. I don't think it's going to happen for him here, what they're envisioning for him. Someone said maybe he's just Steve Slayton. Slayton was the opposite. Slayton actually had his huge year in 2008 and then came back looking hefty as hell.
Oh, so body change, but in the different direction.
The other direction, yeah. Like Slayton came back, because Slayton was a smaller guy.
Yeah.
Had like 1,800 all-purpose yards his rookie year in 2008.
Arian Foster was just not even an afterthought. Nobody was really thinking about Arian Foster.
No, he was a practice squad guy, the same camp that Slayton came back all bulked up. I remember that was a big topic. Like Slayton came back and it was like, oh man, Slayton looks like he ate Slayton right there.
Yeah.
Because he looked, I'm sure it wasn't him just gorging in the offseason, but he looked like,
he didn't look like the same
thick
version.
Yeah, he just looked thick.
It's just,
you know?
I mean, it's the simplest of all things, and I hate to keep hammering it, but man, sometimes you hear this from Verlander. Verlander's one of the smartest dudes in the biz, veteran guy. There's times where he's had issues mechanically, and he'll talk about it, and he'll go back and watch film from when things were feeling really good, and he'll be like, oh, yeah, I stopped doing this or that.
Yeah.
Like, it's as simple as going back to a time when you were feeling really good. And there might be something obvious that you just kind of missed. Some part, like, staple of your game that went away for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And I think with Damian, it might be as simple as that. Just go back to when things were really good. Back in when you were breaking tackles and everything, you were a different body weight. You're a different version of yourself. And it sounds overly simple, but it's a big deal. 10 pounds is a huge difference for a running back.
Oh, yeah.
The way you move, the way
defensive
linemen feel this. Like, you can feel 5 pounds sometimes.
Yeah.
Depending on what scheme you're in, you can be like, well, I don't know, 305 just doesn't feel right. I think I feel better at 310. And that's with a defensive lineman.
Yep.
So for running backs, it can be an extreme factor.
Thanks, Seth. That is a text. Thanks, Seth. Now my crazy daughter is going to go out and try and cut off salamander tails.
Well, it's not, you know, as long as she does it in a non-psychopathic fashion. Like, she doesn't do it in a ritualistic
confined
fashion.
Confined to the tail. Just don't cut their heads off.
Yeah, it doesn't mean they're serial killers.
Right.
It's just she's a scientist,
right.
A budding scientist.
Future bio major, man. All right, I think we need to start doing this on the regular, maybe Tuesdays about this time. You've talked about this, the petty cast. No show can get more petty than Payne and Pendergast. And we got a handful of people from over the weekend, mostly around the NFL, that we got to get petty about. Whether it's people giving them their flowers or whether it's them just not living up to the hype. Pettycast is coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!